And people actually feared them for more than just physical reasons, you think?
Oh, yes. Really they were just afraid of those horseless things chugging up there. Mm-hmm. And of course, they were larger than the are now.
Well, the Maxwell was a pretty large car, wasn't it?
No, it was a little larger than the Ford, I think, but it was out of production, you know, a long time ago. But the Maxwell was our first car. It didn't belong to my husband and I, but his dad did.
Somebody.
And the first airplane that came over, the whole town, of course, went out to look.
Somebody told me that they used to spend as much time fixing the tires as they did riding.
Oh, they did.
What would happen? Would you describe that? Would there be a big explosion, or would they just go down?
Yes, it would pop. You know, when we had a tire blowout, and we used to have a hill. They called it Jackson Hill, and if you got up that hill, you was doing good. And it was quite a job to start one of those new first cars and to change a tire.
Would the tire itself go, or would the...
No, it would... I don't remember.
Today, if a tire goes out, it's the tire itself.
But I think then it was just the that rubber around the tire.
Would you call it the tube or the gear?
The tube, that's what it was.
Yeah, I see.
They had the inner tube and the outer tube, you know, and sometimes the inner tube would, you'd go across a nail or something. We'd have no paved roads.
I suppose the roads would be full of nails.
Yes.
A lady told me that her first ride was supposed to be a real treat, and she got so tired of getting out and waiting for those tires to be
fixed. It would take I remember one time we was going to Lafayette Springs, about 25 miles from here, and at Takapo we had a blowout, and we stayed there for hours until they fixed that tire.
Mm-hmm. While we're talking about transportation, I'd like to ask you something about horses and buggies.
I did all my courting in one of those HMTs with a fancy horse. My husband had a horse and buggy.
That's new to me. What is an HMT? I've never heard that.
It stands for hug me tight.
Oh, I see.
Then they called it an HMT, but of course he didn't do any hugging in that wagon. We weren't brought up like the girls are now. We were brought up non-touchables.
I see. And would you explain more about this so that I'm quite sure?
It was a fancy little rig. It didn't have a top to it. And then he had a horse named Prince. And she was pretty feisty. But on Sunday afternoon, there's a shady road down, we used to call it Wilson Road. And it was mighty nice going driving on Sunday afternoon.
See.